So today, the second shiur on Tuesday, I'm going to try to reserve for more off-the-page topics. And so I want to discuss a conceptual question right now, which is rooted in something that we saw last week, but which has ramifications for our day-to-day conduct far beyond what we've actually seen. The conceptual question that I want to deal with is as follows. When the Torah was given, so people wore certain types of clothing. And therefore, can we assume that the Torah's instructions about how to manufacture tzitzis, right, was meant to follow, we're supposed to manufacture tzitzis that were like the tzitzis that they wore in the desert. And all the instructions, all the categories that we employ are not sociological categories that you can determine by taking a survey of what we do of our clothing practices, but rather they are historical categories. We need to know what was the prevalent practice in the Dor HaMidbar. And so when the Pasuk says, Al-Arba Kanfos Kisuscha, Asher Techase Ba, for instance, it says that if you're going to be covering yourself, right, with a kisus, so then you need to put tzitzis on its four corners. Well, how did people cover themselves in the desert? How do people cover themselves nowadays? If there's a discrepancy, so which of the two do we follow? Do we follow, we say you only need tzitzis on a beged that you cover yourself with the way they covered themselves in the desert? Or do we say that no, as long as you're covering yourself the way that most people cover themselves with clothing nowadays, then you're already going to need tzitzis? So that's one outcome of this question. Is it a historical category? Does it depend on the way that things were done in the Midbar? Or is it a category which is supposed to be adapted, right, to the prevalent definitions and customs of each generation? A second nafkamina, let me just finish the two, right? A second nafkamina is the question that we already began to encounter a little bit, which is the hakanaf min kanaf. It doesn't depend on what color your particular talis is. It depends on the color that most people's talisos are. Now, is that a historical category? What color were most talisos when the Torah was given? And when the Torah was given, min kanaf, hakanaf min kanaf meant a certain color because that was the prevalent color of people's clothes. And therefore, nowadays, we need to manufacture our talisos to the specifications of those of the Dor HaMidbar. Or do we say that no, that min kanaf, even though it doesn't vary from person to person, but perhaps it does vary from generation to generation. And if it were so to happen that the custom of the Elia Rabbah of having blue talisos took off, then maybe min kanaf would actually be blue and not white. So those are the two issues in Hilchos Tzitzis that relate to this question. There are many other areas of halacha that relate to this question. Also, there's a big question about whether writing on iPads on Shabbos, right, is an Isser D'oraisa, because writing, right, means whatever people treat as writing in their generation, right, or whether writing on iPads is D'rabbanan, because writing means the way that they wrote in the desert when the Torah was given. I heard this explanation given by the son of Rabbi Mordechai Elahu, the chief rabbi of Tzfat, who is currently chief rabbi of Tzfat. He said this over in the name of the Chazon Ish. Conceptually, it's the same question. Does the definition of writing depend on how they wrote in the desert? Or does it depend on what most people nowadays use in order to fulfill the purposes that writing is meant to fulfill? There's a question very similar to that when it comes to chalitza shoes. I'm not going to go into it right now, but a very similar question. When we talk about a shoe, is it the shoe that they wore in the desert? Is it a shoe that has more characteristics of contemporary shoes? So that is the basic question that I want to address today, and we'll see some sources as to how this question pertains to Hilchos Tzitzis.
Wouldn't that also affect the Rosh Hashanah Sukkot and Rufa? In the Holy Spirit, Rashi tells us for the definitions. According to Tosfos, it's the way that it's defined by the way they did the Mishnah. So wouldn't that carry on to today?
Malacha Shina Tzvicha Lagufa is a malacha for Tosfos that's done for a purpose that's different from the purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan.
That's according to Tosfos.
Yeah,
it says according to its defined purpose, not necessarily Mishkan.
Aha, interesting. Interesting.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize for
being a
side issue.
Okay. Yeah.
It seems to be related.
It's definitely possible. My memory of Rashi's position on that issue is a little bit different, so I'll have to check the sources again. They use the old-fashioned shoe. Yeah. Question: it maybe has to do with the certain characteristics. Is a certain characteristic necessary in in a shoe like leather and stuff like that? Okay. So.
From the word kanapatir, are you getting to color basics?
It's from tzitzit hakanaf. Tzitzit hakanaf means the loose strings at the end of the corner. So the kanaf means the corner. The tzitzit hakanaf mean the loose strings at the end of the corner. Right? The Gemara interprets that as meaning that the tzitzis should resemble loose strings, strings that weren't sewn up or hemmed at the corner of the beged. Now, you're not going to have a white beged with blue strings at the corner. If the beged was woven with white strings, so then the corner presumably will also have white strings.
Why not? Maybe it was a fashion in those days. What does color have to do with it?
There are variations probably anyway.
So what you're saying is very interesting. The Gemara will talk about a case where you manufacture the main garment from one material and then the corner from a different material. There's a machlokes about which material is the defining material of the garment. There may be a parallel machlokes when it comes to color, that if you have the corners being one color, the main garment another color, so perhaps, right, perhaps we would fill the corners and not the main garment. But one way or another, the question is the same for both of them. Namely, let's say in the Dor HaMidbar, the corners were always white, which is the assumption. Corners were white, just like the beged was white, and therefore, we would need to put white strings on the corner in order to manufacture the tzitzis, the way that the Dor HaMidbar made them. Right? Or, do we say that no, that it all depends on the current contemporary fashions and styles, and if people started walking around with blue corners, then maybe the blue string would be more appropriate to put in first. So it's an important point whether the corners or the baguette are the main thing to follow. But this question is separate from that question. Meaning whichever one you follow, you'll have to ask, do we follow the way that it was done in the desert or do we follow the way that it was done nowadays?
Today you see Talasim cloth made in different colors, the dark colors and so on.
Yeah. So we'll go through the sources about this. I was actually going to give this shiur in Connecticut when I was visiting my former shul, and I was invited to give a shiur. But at the last minute, I remembered that there's somebody in the shul who wears a talis that's not white. It's fully like a grayish bluish color, and I didn't want to be perceived as criticizing anybody. And so I gave a shiur on a different topic instead. It's like a grayish blue. I'm not even sure exactly what the name of the color is, but it's not white. It's not white. There's a big discussion about what white is. It is very, very relevant in Hilchos Nida. One time I had a very interesting shaila about something which... the person who sold it in the store insisted that it was not white, that it was off-white. But then I brought it to my rabbi. He's like, no, this is white. It was like a greenish white. He said, this is white. I said, but the salesperson when we bought it said that it was off-white. And then he called in his mother. His mother was visiting him. And he said, ma'am, what color is this? Didn't tell her why he was asking. She's like, it's white. White. But so it's not always clear, and it's not always clear when white turns into a different color, right? But you could have said gray, if it's a light gray, maybe it's whitish, I don't know. Yeah, a tie-dye talus is definitely not white. Tie-dye talus is definitely not white. If it's a dark color, it's for sure not white. If it's a lightish, very, very light color, so then maybe we will consider it white. Again, that's what?
Broadcast
No, no, I did not say, I didn't talk about the halacha yet. I talked about the shiloh. Talked about the shiloh. So let's go through the sources. Let's actually approach the question.
They usually say that white is the color of snow, right?
The Gemara says that there are 98 shades of white.
98?
I think.
But what's white, white? Snow.
Snow, sheep. It's a little bit off. Okay, you're holding in Shavuos more than I am. Right, it's in Hilchos Tzaras. We have the hierarchy, right? You can ask the graphic designers or the painters, and they'll tell you all the different shades of white. Okay, so basically this is what we have. Just reminding ourselves in the text, we had two versions of the Gemara. One of the versions of the Gemara said that if you have a sadin, a white linen garment, so there you absolutely need to put the white strings first. The reason being, because if you were to put the techeles first, if you were to put the blue strings first, then it would not be white. Right, blue is not white. And it's also not linen, it's wool. So you wouldn't have either of the two. You would, if you put the blue string first on a sadin, so then you would not have the min kanaf in terms of color, nor would you have the min kanaf in terms of material. That was the second lashon of the Gemara, that sadin betzitzis must have the white strings placed first. By implication,
because linen does not absorb the dye, so
because you need to have the first strings need to match the baguette. They need to match.
You have linen blue? What can you have?
Oh, that's just the definition of tcheles.
I think because it doesn't absorb like wool.
Oh, okay, that's a good explanation. I'm not. I scientifically, I don't know, but that's what the Gemara says. That tcheles by definition is blue wool. Tcheles must be wool.
So what are they doing? The people are putting blue today.
They're putting blue wool on.
I thought you said it's also they have to be woolen.
So they wear a woolen baguette also. Yeah, or a cotton baguette, right, but not a linen baguette. I don't think that nowadays it's really hard to find linen clothes. It used to be very, very common, but nowadays linen is not comfortable to wear. So you don't find it in the stores nowadays. So the implication of this second lashon of the Gemara is that, let's say that you had a wool, right, white wool talis, could you put blue wool strings on it? Would that be considered min kanaf?
No.
Not as
the
first strings, you can't. Right?
One second. A sadin, which is white and linen, you must put white strings on it, right? Because if you put blue strings, it's neither white nor linen. The implication is that if it were either white or, right, meaning it needs to be either the color of the garment or the material of the garment, and that already suffices as min kanaf. Either the color or the material. Sadin needs to have white strings, because if you put on the blue strings, you wouldn't have the color, you wouldn't have the material, you wouldn't have min kanaf in any sense of the word.
So will the strings have to be in the same material?
We'll get there. In contrast, I think this was Alvin that you pointed this out, right, when we did this last week. The first lashon of the Gemara leaves out the word sadin. The implication is that no matter what the baguette is made out of, no matter what it's made out of, you need to have strings that are the same color as a baguette. So you couldn't take white wool and pair it with blue wool, because this is just white. White must be paired with white. So white wool with blue wool, according to the second lashon, is okay. According to the first lashon, is not okay. And everyone agrees that white wool with white wool is good. Everyone agrees that white linen with blue wool is not good. Okay, but this is the test case. Then Rava comes along, right? And Rava says, "Midei tziva kagarim." Does the color make a difference? It doesn't depend on the color of your individual talis. Depends on the color of all the talisos. And therefore, Rava basically says, right, that sometimes a white talis needs white strings, sometimes a blue talis needs white strings. Right? It doesn't depend on the color at all. So let's take a look for a second. Right? We have one opinion in the Gemara that says that the color must match the color, and that's all there is to it. Color must match color. There's a second opinion that says that if color matches color, it's sufficient, but it's not necessary because it's enough for the material to match the material. And then Rava comes along, and presumably Rava would say that no, it's not even sufficient for the color to match the color. All that works is the material matching the material. Now, that would seem to be what emerges. This opinion says that you must have color to color. This opinion says either color or material has to match. And Rava comes along and says that the material must match. That the color, right, is got to be white. It doesn't need to match at all. If it matches, it doesn't help. It's got to be the material. Let's take a look at source number one over here, and we'll see sort of how this plays out. The Levush. All of the Achronim talk about this, but the Levush I found of the Achronim that I read was the most clear, so that's why we'll take a look at his formulation. He says, Yesh Umrim, there are those who say, Sheyesh la'asos tzeva ha-tzitzis, mitzeva ha-talis, that the color of the tzitzis should be the color of the talis. Im adom, if the talis is red, adumin, then the tzitzis should be red. Im yarok, if the talis is, usually we translate yarok as green, in this case, he means blue, so then yirokin, then the tzitzis should be blue. V'chein kolat tzvaim, so to all of the colors, whatever color the talis is, that's the color the tzitzis should be. I have no idea what to do if you've got a tie-dye talis.
So how do you distinguish between the talis and the blue? If it's in the same colors...
Source number five. Shezeh gam kein, he says, this is included in what we say, ha-kanaf min kanafu, that we require, when you have the min kanaf, not just that a wool talis, a silk talis should have silk tzitzis, and a cotton talis should have cotton tzitzis, right? But it's also that a white talis should have white tzitzis, and a red talis should have red tzitzis, like the first lashon of the Gemara. That a red talis would be kosher, right? Exactly. And a gray talis would also be kosher, but with gray tzitzis.
Yes.
Okay. So, says the Levush, the Ode, another reason why it's important to have tzitzis that are the same color as a talis, is mishum zekeli ve'anveyu, because we like the mitzvos to be beautiful, and it's aesthetically pleasing when the tzitzis are the same color as the talis. But if the tzitzis don't match the talis, so then it's not going to be as beautiful of a mitzvah as it could be. So the tzitzis need to match the talis, not only because of hakanaf min kanaf, they have to appear like the loose strings that were left unfinished and unhemmed at the end of the garment, but also because it's necessary for the strings to match the tzitzis in order to be beautiful. Shezehu noi la beged, it makes the beged beautiful, kishat tzitzis mit tzeba ha beged, when the tzitzis are from the same color as the beged. Yeah. Okay.
When you say tzitzis, is this the tzitzis that you're wearing underneath the clothes, or the one that you're wearing outside?
There shouldn't be a difference.
Because if this is the one that's under garment, who's noticing what color you wear?
The one underneath.
Yeah, unless you're looking at yourself.
Okay, that's a good svara. I like the svara. There are achronim who say that there's differences between them. We'll see. It's going to be either in source number two or source number three. And so hopefully we'll keep that in mind, because it's a good svara. So let's read onwards in the Levush. He says, "Aval ein noagin kein b'chol elu ha'aratzot." We don't do this in our countries. We don't put red tzitzis on a red talis and blue tzitzis on a blue talis. The Levush was in middle Europe, yeah, probably Eastern Europe more likely than Western. He says, "She'ein osin elot tzitzis levanim." We only make white tzitzis, afilu biveget savua, even if the clothing is colored. Dehakanaf didashinon, because the way that we interpret hakanaf mean kanaf, lo dashinon elo lamin kanaf, we only interpret it to mean the species of the edge, sheyuha tzitzis mi oso hamin. So if you've got a silk talis, you should have silk tzitzis. If you have a cotton talis, you should have a cotton tzitzis, although wool is the exception, we'll see in a second. I'm wearing a cotton bag talis katan with wool tzitzis, that's the one exception that we put wool on anything. But if you're not using wool, you need to use tzitzis that are made out of the same material as the baged. That's how we interpret it, having nothing to do with color.
They have those scarf like lace which is possible for other reasons besides the silk bike, and they have silk tissues on there, but they don't manufacture the full tissues.
So it's only that.
I'm saying no, they put that it fits with it with this.
Yeah.
They're possible for other reasons. But this particular product they get
right. Yeah. Silk talis, silk tzitzis. He says, "Kegon shal meshi, silk, bebeged meshi, with a silk garment. Veshal tzemer gefen, katan tzitzis, bebeged shal tzemer gefen, with the katan garments. Vehiyai gavna. Habal b'tzeva, about the color, lo chayshinan, doesn't bother us. Lo chayshinan klal. Rak osin kulam levanim, that we make all the tzitzis white, afilu b'talis tzavua, even by a colored garment. Kegon b'talis katan, shetachas habegadim." This is Boaz's point, like on the talis katan, she'osin oso mitzivonim. Apparently, it was customary for the talis katans to be multicolored. Right? It's like when I was visiting somebody. So, he told me that in his community, so everyone dresses more or less the same, but they acknowledge that it's important for people to express their individuality a little bit. So this one has this type of tie, that one has that type of tie. It's the tie that people use to express their individuality. So maybe back, the talis katan, right? That's the color that your talis katan is. That's your expression of individuality. So the talis katan they made of different colors, right? She'osin oso mitzivonim. And in Tolin Ba, but still, we only hang on it, Elat Tzitzis Levanim, only white tzitzis. The Kaman She'in Lono Amal Lismoch Litzovan, because we have no source for dyeing the tzitzis strings a different color. Litzovan Kitseva Talis, Mihei Tesi Lan Litzovan Mitzeva Acher. Why are we going to go coloring them a different color? Lefikach Manichin Osan Bitzivan, we leave them with their natural color, Shehu Lavan Bitivo, that's white, right, naturally. So that's the Levush. He tells us basically that this first Lashon of the Gemara, the pre-Raval interpretation of the Gemara, right, that either you must have the color matching, right, that pre-Raval interpretation, according to some, survives into Halacha Lemaisa, that you must have red tzitzis for a red talis and blue tzitzis for a blue talis. But according to others, we either follow the post-Rava interpretation, that the only thing that's important is for the material to be matching, right? Or we'll say that either one is sufficient. You don't need to have a matching color as long as you have the matching material. So let's take a look.
I want to have a green bag.
Let's take a look at the next source. Yeah, we're one of seven. So let's read onwards, and hopefully the question will be answered. Question should be answered. So we already saw last week that the Marshal was the strongest advocate for pure white talisos. No stripes, no colorful ataros, pure white. The Marshal told us his agadic reasons for that, because God dresses, right, in white to symbolize, or God appears to the prophet dressed in white as if kaviyachol, right, to indicate his goodness and his mercy and his kindness. And so we dress in white as well in order to symbolize that we try to emulate those attributes of God, and also because white is a color of purity, and we dress in the white expressing our hope and our commitment to preserve the purity of our neshama. That's part of the symbolism of the talis. However, the Marshal also grounds his preference for a white talis in halachic grounds as well. And so now I want to take a look at the halachic argument of the Marshal. He quotes this machlokas that we saw, and he tells us, I'm reading now from the underlined part, Bim Kain, Hada Omer Biperikatrilas, that which we say in Perikatrilas, which is what we read, Midi Tziva Garam, does the color make a difference? Does the color cause anything? Ritzono Lomer Aliba de Rava, that is Rava's opinion. Didarash Hakanaf Min Kanaf, Rava interprets when it says that the tzitzis must match the garment as a reference to the material, to the min, to the species, right, of, right, there's species in plants also, plant species. So if your tzitzis comes from this plant species, the baguette also should, the baguette and the string should both come from the same plant species. That's what min kanaf means. Color is not a species. You could have blue linen, you could have blue wool, you could have blue cotton, you could have blue silk. Color is not the species. The min kanaf means the species, right? The species, the material that the corners are made out of, that the baguette is made out of, that should be the material that the tzitzis is made out of. Min kanaf. So Rava is consistent. He says that you must have the same material as the garment, and he also says you don't have to have the same color as the garment. Dishar minin potrim b'minam, that if you got silk, another species other than wool, so then silk tzitzis will be poter that. And I'm Cain.
You're saying that the corners have to match a baguette, both in color and the fabric also?
No, you say fabric. Only fabric.
Just the fabric.
Well, that's a machlokas. We saw three different opinions. The first lashon of the Gemara says they must match in color. The second lashon of the Gemara said they can either match in color or match in fabric.
Right.
The third opinion we saw was Rava, who says it must match in fabric, doesn't need to match in color. And then we saw this Lavush, maybe counts as a fourth, which says it needs to match both in color and in fabric.
Four possibilities.
Four possibilities. So the
Shaktis problem. If a baguette is linen and you put in a lug on, which is wool, that's Shaktis.
If you put in white wool into white linen, that's Shaktis. Exactly. That it is Shaktis.
That's real Shaktis. You lost the
right. Yes. So the Marshal, again, back to the Marshal. The Marshal says that if min kanaf means the species, the material, then it can't mean the color. If it means the color, then it can't mean the material. And so therefore, if we know that it must be the same material, then it can't need to be the same color. That's Marshal putting the two together. It's either material or the color. If it means the min kanaf, it can't mean the tzeva hakanaf.
But it can't be shatnis.
That it cannot be shatnis. He says, "Imkain tseva minolan." Aval says the Marshal, but leRav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, who holds the sphere lay that shar minim peturim mitzitzis, that the other species, if you have a silk garment midioraisa, it does not need tzitzis at all, even if it has four corners. If you have a cotton garment, says Rav Nachman, I'm wearing a cotton four-cornered garment. Rav Nachman would say, I am not yotze, the mitzvah of tzitzis midioraisa, because only wool and linen need tzitzis midioraisa, cotton does not. That's its own big controversy. According to many, people should be wearing only wool in order to get the mitzvah midioraisa. There may be a difference here for Sfaradim and for Ashkenazim, but Rav Nachman definitely says that there is no requirement of the species of the garment. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he said that the tzitzis must resemble the garment, he didn't mean in the species, because there's only two types of garments that need tzitzis, wool and linen. And the ideal tzitzis, right, can either be wool or linen or a combination when you've got the tchelas there, right, when you have the tchelas. And so there's no hakpada, there's no necessity of having the same material. So according to Rav Nachman, what does hakanaf mean? That the tzitzis must resemble, right, the leftover strings of the garment. It can't mean the material, so it must mean the color. So the Marshal says these two machlokos are dependent on one another. Rav Nachman, the sphere le shar minim peturim mitzitzis, im kain, if so, al karchenu kra litzeva asa. The pasuk is telling me that the tzitzis must have the same color, right, as the garment.
An opinion, or that's a
law? We'll get to the halacha later on. We're going through the background. So let's.
He's all white.
Right. The end of the Marshal says that. Right. That
everything is white.
Right.
Even the Torah has to be lavan.
No. We'll see that in source number 3, that we follow the Rove Habaged.
We don't do that.
Though. So So take a look. The Marshal goes on and explains his personal practice. He's got a white atara. All the strings are white. He doesn't have any stripes. All white. That's the Marshal's practice, based in part upon this reading of Hakanaf, Min Kanaf. It's got to be the same color, right, as the garment, like the first lashon of the Gemara. It ought to be the same color. White.
He's calling that, you know, his ani nohig ba'atzmi.
Yeah. So the Prima Gadim then talks about, what about black stripes? Right? Most of us probably have black stripes on our talis. Maybe some of us have colorful stripes on our yontif talis. So the Prima Gadim says, Yeshom Rim. There are those who say, I remember it was always so, I had my uncle's father-in-law had a talis special for yontif with colorful stripes, and I really always thought it was so cool. It always just like, I would come into shul and I would see the colors, like, oh, this is so, it looked very nice for yontif. So the Prima Gadim says, Yeshom Rim, there are those who say, Dafka mitzeva talis min haTorah mashma. That the tzitzis strings must be the same color as the talis. That's midi araisa. He says, Ayin menachos mem alaf amaviz barashi. But Yeshom Rim, shalolot tzvo tzitzis. There are some people who say, totally different vein, you shouldn't dye the tzitzis, you should keep the tzitzis pure white. So, but putting the two together, if the tzitzis need to be the same color as the garment, and the tzitzis need to be white, so then if you want them to be the same color as the garment, you've got to have a white garment also. That's how the Prima Gadim says, we get to the prevalent custom of having white garments, because we're not sure whether it's okay to dye the tzitzis, so we keep them white. We're not sure whether it's okay to have white tzitzis on a colorful garment, so we keep the garment white also. That's a Prima Gadim. Bechreach, you're compelled to have a talis lavan. Then he says, Ayein El Yerabba Osei. If you look on the El Yerabba, he writes, B'shem Avi Zekeno Hagon, his great-grandfather. He says that his great-grandfather had a talis yarok, a yarok talis, hanikra, it's an English word,
blue.
The lashon Ashkenaz in German, Zecher leTcheles. He made a blue talis to remind him of the Tcheles. The Chen Noagim says the Prima Gadim. Apparently, in Poland, in the times of the Prima Gadim, that a lot of people had a custom of wearing solid blue talisos, betalisim shalanu. But he goes on. He says that may have been in the times of the El Yerabba's great grandfather. Ava'ata, nowadays, the Prima Gadim reports on the minog in his time, Nahagu b'talis katan, sfas habeged blue. The custom is to have a talis katan where the edge, there's a blue stripe at the edge. V'amechaber lo chilek beged tchelas tzitzis mitzeva talis, k'mo shekasa beis Yosef, atay lano, etc. And he says, after the ellipsis, the reason that we can get away with this and that we don't run afoul of the potential problem of having different color beged and different color strings is because basar ikar habeged as linon. We follow the main part of the garment, right, which he tells you, look in the Magen Avraham, who says that's 51% of the garment. So that's why he says that stripes don't pose a problem. Marshal will tell you, it's not similar to Hashem's talis, it's not symbolic of the neshama, but halachically, that we follow the majority of the beged, and if we talk about the species, we talk about the material, we'll always follow the majority of the material in the beged. If you've got, let's say, a rubber beged, which doesn't need tzitzis, let's say that rubber doesn't need tzitzis, right? Leather beged for sure doesn't need tzitzis. So if 51% of the beged is leather, the whole beged doesn't need tzitzis. 51% of the beged is wool, right, and not leather, then it does need tzitzis. Same thing for the color. If 51% of the beged is white, then it needs white tzitzis. Only if 51% of the beged is some other color, then potentially it could need other color tzitzis. But everyone agrees that if 51% of the beged is white, that white tzitzis are what's called for.
Blue.